Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I want to see if there's any insight into what went into the decision and even what he says. I don't know if you can take 100% truth from that, but Jackson Dart clearly going to be a huge story here, exciting the fan base, exciting this town, BT. We can't wait to watch what Jackson Dart's going to do Sunday, so we'll get more into that. And the Mets' big win last night, we could do that, but we wanted to start with the Yankees today and throw them their flowers. Here's what I would ask you for any Yankee fan who's like, oh, they got to win the World Series, and I get that. We'll have that conversation next week. There'll be plenty of time to discuss that. Think about this. Which fan base, and I could ask you first, BT, which fan base would you, as a Yankee fan, want to trade places with right now in baseball?
None.
I mean, I think about it.
Maybe the Dodgers, outside of the Dodgers.
You could say that, and then I would counter and say, well, yeah, look at the Dodgers. They have Dave Roberts, who I can't stand as a manager. I know they won the World Series last year, and that's great, but I think Dave Roberts is an awful manager. The Dodgers won 88 games. They're probably going to win the division again, but it wasn't. Like, they were expected to win 120 games. You know what I'm saying? The Yankees have more wins than the Dodgers do right now.
There's not a lot to be envious about if that's where you're going. There's not. The Yankees, you know, they just... You mean the season or like
no,
the last...
Well, right now. I'm just saying right now, if I asked you as a Jet fan, which franchise would you change?
Every single one of them.
Yeah, basically pick one outside of the Giants, probably. Pick a fan base that you would change.
No, at least I'd have Dart this weekend.
So I would
say the Giants still.
And you could ask me as a Met fan, outside of me loving Juan Soto or Steve Cohen and believing in them, like...
Who would you want? You would... Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to say anything other. Or, like, just resist them to the fact because you grew up a Met fan and hate the Yankees. Like, I get that mindset. I'm talking about be in their position where they're in the playoffs every single year. So even when it feels bad because you haven't won a World Series since 2009, which, by the way, that's still better than the majority of teams in the league. But, like, for them, it's like it might as well be 40 years. It might as well be 1986 for the Yankees. Like, 2009, oh my God. But even aside from that, they're in the postseason every single year. Every fan base should want that. And not every fan base gets even close to what the New York Yankees
have. They don't. I'll tell you what, though. You would think that some of the complaints and the dissatisfaction with the old big picture overall direction of the Yankees the last X amount of years and all those discussions we've had about Cashman and all the different things that bother us, the fans have never stopped investing their... I mean, this is fairly obvious, but Yankees have 40,000 every night. So it's not like there's this connection where, all right, hey, you know, all right, we know you're an amazing all-time franchise, but we're getting a little tired of you not delivering the ultimate prize, which is a championship. The Yankees still show up 40,000 deep every night, so Their fans are always into it. The fans are amazing, and the fans are also real. I don't think Yankee fans are delusional. I think there was a point, and I was guilty of this as well, and I stopped this a long time ago. There was a point, and it was normal. I'm sure the Patriot fans went through this. I'm sure the Celtic fans with Bird went through this, or Magic with the Lakers, like Bulls, Jordan, when you're so good every year, you kind of start to take stuff for granted.
Right.
And you start to say, even if they have a dire situation, down 2-1 or down 3-1 or whatever it might be, this guy's hurt, this is a bad matchup, that will find a way. Why? We're the Yankees. Now, that expired a long time ago for me. So the newer, and I think that most Yankee fans stopped latching on to that aura and the other stuff that you can't really touch and quantify. It has been, I think Yankee fans have been on point. I think their dissatisfaction has been with merit. And I do think that their new, like the awakening, if I can use that term, with this team is justified because this team does look a little different than past Yankee teams.
Well, their lineup can be elite. They have some other issues. Their lineup can be elite. Williams starting to get it going together in the bullpen with Bednar. Obviously, we know what the starting pitchers are. And a big part of this, and we were talking about this during the break, to me, a big part of showing appreciation to the Yankees today after just clinching a playoff spot is also due to the fact that the Mets are showing you that it's not easy. Like, they're showing you right in front of our faces a team with that absurd payroll after they went out there and spent $8 billion on Juan Soto to bring him in here. They're still hanging on for dear life with five games to go. So that is a prime example right here in this town showing you it's not as easy as the Yankees have made it look.
And think about this. Even if the Mets, now I said yesterday that I think that the Mets will find a way to get in, and we'll get to them. Yeah. That was a crazy game. We will get into that in a little bit here. I do think that they'll get in, but if they do get in, to your point about trying to mirror what the Yankees do, well, then you got to do it again next year.
Right.
And then you got to get back the year after that. And then you got to get back the year after that. So it is a steep hill to climb. And, you know, just when you think that they don't have the horses to do it, the Yankees have, Cashman, I'm not going to dodge that. Cashman made some moves that have paid off, and I didn't see it coming necessarily. He's had a really good year with the roster.
The Yankees have missed, and we've done this before, but we'll do it again today before we get to the calls here. The Yankees have missed the postseason five times, if my math is correct here quickly. 2008, final year of the stadium.
Yep.
2013, 14, and 16. That was a little bit of a rut before the Baby Bombers took over. And then again in 2023. That is 5 years in the last 30 years. Post-1994, we know about 94 was the strike.
So and there would have been more if there was a wild card back then. It's not like all those teams were terrible. I mean, I'm just perspective.
Yeah.
They've been
so
even before that.
Really, 5 years since 1993, because the 1994 season you can't count because there was no postseason, and they would have made it that year anyway.
They were great with the Expos.
So from the 94 season on, they've missed 94! Like, that's the last time the Rangers won a cup. It feels
we
like forever
want the
ago.
Cup.
That was in junior high school.
Patrick Ewing.
94, the Knicks were in the finals. Like, 94.
Yeah.
Think about how long ago that. Five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Times since then. That is not, like, that to me is almost a greater feat than if they were to win another, like, say they won a World Series last year.
And then just bottomed out for seven years or whatever it might be.
Yeah, even just if you tack on one more World Series win since 2009, the fact that they've missed the postseason five times since 1993 is just remarkable. Alex is calling from East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
I have one ongoing problem with Boone that I've had for most of the year. It involves Aaron Judge. And bear with me on this. Early this year, they asked Judge himself, where would you like to bat? He said, I prefer batting third. He said that. He's been batting second most of the year. He's gonna basically hit 50 homers. He's leading the league. He's leading the world in average. He's only going to have 100 RBIs. You know, he gets walked a lot. But this is an inherent problem with the lineup, if they're not hitting homers, and with what Boone's doing. On any given game, you've got Grisham, who's going to hit homers, but he's hitting .237, decent on-base average, I'll give you that. Then you've got Judge. On the back end of the lineup, you've got three guys in a row on any given game who are hitting .210 or less. I don't know why every single game, you got to have somebody on base when Judge is up. Every single game, leave Grisham leading hitter if you want. You've got a platoon, Dominguez and Rosario, or platoon Caballero and McFans. Caballero's on base percentage on the Yankees is .374.
He's changed a lot for them. He's brought a lot to the table, man. He's fit right in.
Somebody has to be put in the number two slot.
Well,
ahead of Judge to get on base to take advantage of his hitting. You can't have him coming up and getting walked two times a game when nobody's on base because you know they can get away with it, or you got 7, 8, and 9 hitting 200. Yeah. It cycles to Grisham, and then you've got Judge again. You need somebody on base.
I hear you. I think we all hear you. Thanks for the call there. I think that that's a little overstated. It's really it presents itself. You know, all right, first inning, okay, and then it kind of gets lost in the wash a little bit here. First of all, Aaron Boone didn't tell, you know, he told us. That's where you heard it. We talked about this with Boone on opening day when we had him on the show about where Judge prefers to hit. He told us that on our show. I think that it's complicated by the fact that the Yankees don't have a true leadoff hitter. Now, I can't prove this, and it's worked out. Sometimes it's been Goldschmidt. Sometimes it's been Ben Rice early. It was Austin Wells opening day. Obviously, you get a lot of Grisham there. I think if the Yankees had a true leadoff hitter like a Nobby or a Jeter type back in the day, or even a Willie Randolph type or a Ricky, I think that you might see Judge in a more conventional third spot. But I think because it's such a revolving door and it fluctuates, I think that it's easier to justify putting him two because it's a little weaker than other top leadoff hitters.
Right. It is one of the things, though, that doesn't make me feel great about this Yankee lineup. Go back to last year's playoffs. To me, the most dangerous thing from an opponent's perspective when facing the Yankees would be Glaber when he was hot.
And he played well down the stretch,
And then Soto.
Yep.
And then you had to pitch to Aaron Judge.
Correct.
So that's what I would want to be in a spot. Now, I hate the idea of potentially having the game come down to getting another turn and you end it on the two hole as opposed to Aaron Judge will be hitting third. Mm-hmm. So obviously you want more at-bats, but I would like to see Judge third because I do believe if they could find a potent 1-2 tandem the way that they had Torres and Soto last year in the postseason, that's their biggest key to success. I just don't know if we could get that consistent. Like, would it be Rice? Would you go Grisham? And then you have to say, is it worth it? And this is where Boone doesn't do it. Is it worth it to have the back-to-back lefties, not lefty-righty, which he likes doing? He values that more than having guys on, I guess, in front of Aaron Judge.
I mean, we could watch Yankees baseball 50 more years. We're never going to see another Soto and Judge combo.
All right, but still, you could
so
still
it's almost impossible to look at it that way because you had no choice. You got to put Soto 2, you got to put Judge 3. If there was a better option, I'd be okay with it. But that's why I say because of the lack of consistency.
Why not Bellinger 2?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because to me, Bellinger, even more than Judge, because he hasn't been clutch in October, so it's not that unbelievable. But the thing that I love about Bellinger is his bat-to-ball skills. And, you know, whether it's two outs, he's going to flick one the other way, whether it's a lefty who he hits very well, whether it's a righty, hitting it up the middle, going deep when he has to or when he gets a pitch to turn on. I like the professional skill set of Bellinger behind Judge, okay, who's on base so much, rather than a guy who's more prone to strike out.
Fair enough. Why not Rice?
Rice too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grisham,
no, I
Rice,
do
Judge.
I do. Well, then it's lefty lefty.
Okay, but still, like,
yeah. No, I'm not averse to the lefty lefty. Boone is a little bit more than we
are.
That's
what I'm saying.
I don't mind it as much.
But and here's the biggest difference. Even if Judge does hit second, which I would expect that to be the case more often than not.
Yep.
If a team wants to pitch around him, there's more danger behind him this year.
No question.
That's what I'm saying. So that was not the case last year where it felt like, oh, God, if they don't do damage with Torres, Soto, Judge, you're screwed.
Well, Stanton in the postseason, but outside of that, Stanton was hit 7 home runs in the postseason.
I get it, but still, in my mind, a good pitcher can pitch around John Carlson, but whatever the case may be.
It died off fast after that.
Yeah, so now I feel like it's much different to where, okay, if I'm Boone, I sit back and say, all right, well, we got Grisham, who's had a great year.
Yep.
We have Judge. You want to put Judge on? I got Belly. I got Stanton.
I got Rice.
I got Jazz.
I got Grisham. I agree with that.
Now, I probably would still go Grisham, Rice, Judge, Belly, Stanton, Jazz. Like, that is,
I mean, that's a lot there. That's a lot
okay,
of
so
bats
big deal.
To
so you
navigate.
Have the two lefties. Like, Ben Rice can hit.
I know, and he can hit lefties, too. Yeah. So can Bellinger. I know.
So what's the issue?
There's not one with me.
Yeah.
I don't mind lefty-lefty.
Either way, it's a good spot to be in for the Yanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.